Travel news now, and our travel news article today is entitled A Slow and Painful Death on a Plane. Now, good news, no one died on a plane, so everyone can relax. Now, someone did give birth on a plane, but that's not relevant right now. Maybe we'll cover that next week, I'm not sure, but relax, no one's died. No, today's news comes courtesy of Australian airline Qantas, who have announced that they've commissioned a new model of plane that will be able to fly direct from New York to Sydney. Also, they could fly from London to Perth. Now, Qantas currently have hundreds of people flying these routes every day, but at the moment, they're forced into a layover at either Los Angeles or Singapore. Why? Well, because their planes can only fly 17 hours straight. But the new Boeing 777-8X superplane has the ability to fly a long range, which means that passengers will be able to fly non-stop to and from Australia in a mere 19 hours. That's right, 19 hours. 19 hours on a plane without a break. That would be the longest flight in the world right now. Now, the plane won't be ready until 2020, but we've taken ourselves at the World in a Weekend to help you out with our first ever awesome list. Now, you may not realise, despite my received pronunciation, that I'm spelling the word awesome with an O-R rather than an A-W-E. So it's like the word awesome, but it's actually awesome. Now, most of this podcast does involve a lonely man shouting travel advice into the internet from the relative safety of his kitchen, but this part of the show is actually scripted, and I'm sure we can all agree that written puns work brilliantly on a podcast. If you disagree, have I mentioned I'm spelling the word OR with an O-R, not an A-W-E, spelt OR? Anyway, this week's awesome list is how to fill up 19 hours when you're on a plane. So firstly, you could breed a dragon if you're into the online game Dragonvale and fancy a gamma dragon. Or you could listen to the YMCA on repeat 228 times without a break. Or you could sing, I've got a song that'll get on your nerves, get on your nerves, get on your nerves. I've got a song that'll get on your nerves, and it goes a lot like this. And repeat it 5,700 times. Or, you could get sexy and join the Mile High Club. And then if you're anything like me, follow it up with a nice 18 hours and 57 minute nap. However, one thing you couldn't do would be to watch the entire Lord of the Rings and Hobbit box sets. Now, I'm a big fan of the Lord of the Rings films, but you know it's a little bit long when it would be quicker to travel halfway around the world on a superplane than it would be to get to the end of your fucking story, Peter Jackson. Now, at the World on a Weekend, we'd strongly advise you to pick not just one, but two of these suggested ideas because, remember, you've got the journey back to kill time in as well. That was our first ever awesome list, which is funny because awesome is spelled with an O-R-S-O-M-E as opposed to the A-W-E-S-O-M-E, because yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Ooh, itineraries!